Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to your show, In the Light of the Quran. Today we will take a new light from the Quran, a very important one and very wonderful. That should be a source of honor and dignity to every Muslim, to everyone who submits to Allah, the creator of the heavens and the earth. Today's verses are from a wonderful surah called Al-Ma'idah. Al-Ma'idah, the dining table. Now, these verses are very important to every one of us because they tell us something about our history as Muslims, and they tell us something about the privilege Allah gave Muslims. It's a treasure. So we will try to see the wisdom therein. We'll try to get the treasure and really understand it and benefit from it, utilize it in our lives. I will start with reciting the verses as usual. Then inshallah, we will carry on to translate their meanings and try to apply it on our life, so we can really live by the Quran just as Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam did.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu awfu bil'uqud. أحلت لكم بهيمة الأنعام إلا ما يتلى عليكم غير محل الصيد وأنتم حرم إن الله يحكم ما يريد يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تحلوا شعائر الله ولا الشهر الحرام ولا الهدي ولا القلائد ولا آمين البيت الحرام يبتغون فضلا من ربهم ورضوانا وإذا حللتم فاصطادوا ولا يجرمنكم شنآن قوم أن صدوكم عن المسجد الحرام أن تعتدوا وتعاونوا على البر والتقوى ولا تعاونوا على الإثم والعدوان إن الله شديد العقاب حرمت عليكم الميتة والدم ولحم الخنزير وما أهل لغير الله به والمنخنقة والموقوذة والمتردية والنطيحة وما أكل السبع إلا ما ذكيتم وما ذبح على النصب وأن تستقسموا بالأزلام ذلكم فسق اليوم يئس الذين كفروا من دينكم فلا تخشوهم واخشون اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا فمن اضطر في مخمصة غير متجانف لإثم فإن الله غفور رحيم.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back. We are still trying to deal with one of the lights that Allah has given us in the Quran so that we can live in the light of the Quran. We can spend our lives living with this wonderful light, the divine light from the literal word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now these beautiful verses at the beginning of Surah Al-Ma'idah are very, very strong verses. And Allah starts this surah by a command, an injunction to the believers, saying to them that stand up for your agreements, for your contracts. So when you say a word, stick for it. So when you give a promise, stick for it. So when you write some kind of contract, sign some kind of contract or agreement, stick to it and do not break it. This is part of the makeup of the believers, part of our character to be honest, to be truthful, to be trustworthy. As Muslims, we stand for our word, we do not break it. And we fulfill our agreements and our contracts. This is a sign of belief, a sign of faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is a command from Allah. Then Allah talks about certain regulations regarding the state of making pilgrimage, the state of making ihram and making hajj and umrah. There are special regulations that are to be discussed in certain or in circles that talk about fiqh in the knowledge of Islam. But we are trying here to get the wisdom. So I will only translate the meanings that concern us with regards to our wisdom. So the first thing Allah said, or the first wisdom, is Muslims stand up for their words. They keep their word, they keep their contracts, they fulfill their agreements. We don't break our words, we are honest people, people of dignity, people of principles. We are not like someone who breaks his word or lies. We don't lie, we don't deceive, we don't act treacherously. No, we have a religion, we have a way of life, we have faith that keeps us on track, keeps us strong upon the truth, that we hold our words and we stick to them. And we abide by them. That's the character of the Muslim. So that's the first wisdom, the first treasure, the first light that we can take from these beautiful verses that are in Surah Al-Ma'idah. Then Allah gives some regulations about the things that He made prohibited. Now the things Allah made prohibited are very harmful to the body. And some of them are harmful to the soul. Some of this harm, we can recognize it. Physical harm, maybe we can recognize it. Sometimes spiritual harm, we can still recognize it. But there are certain types of harm that we cannot recognize. But as Muslims, which means we submit ourselves to the will of Allah, even if we don't understand why something is prohibited, we trust in Allah. We know that Allah, when He tells us something, it is for the best of us. It is better for us. In this world, or in the hereafter, or in both of them, so we trust in Allah, this is why we take it without question, even if we don't understand the wisdom behind it. Now this is a second and very important wisdom to every Muslim. That because sometimes I really came across certain examples, where sometimes you say to someone, you know, this thing is prohibited, they will tell you why. Why? Well, our answer as Muslims is because Allah said so. This is for the people who have faith in their hearts. But unfortunately, there are so many people among the Muslims, when you tell them that dealing with usury, with riba, is haram, you are putting yourself or placing yourself in a state of war with Allah. They will tell you, why? What's wrong? It makes things easier for me. If I need to buy a house or a car, it makes things easier for me. This is what they say, but we say to them, you don't see the harm. Maybe you don't see the harm. The harm is already there, but if you fail to see it, it does not mean that this thing is good. Maybe there will be some good aspects, but the evil weighs up, weighs more or greater than the goodness that is in it. So the evil is greater. This is why Allah made it forbidden or haram. Then Allah moves to give us a very important thing, a very beautiful treasure that the Muslims should be proud of. And let me just tell you that, let's talk historically. This verse was revealed during the time of Prophet Muhammad, when he was making Hajj, the pilgrimage of farewell. That's the only Hajj Prophet Muhammad did. And this verse was revealed on the day of Friday, Jumu'ah. The day of Friday was the day of Arafah. This is when this verse was revealed. So it was, the day of Arafah is considered to be a great day for the Muslims. And it was also coincided to be the day of Jumu'ah, the day of Friday, which is a great day for the Muslims, the holy day for the Muslims. Now, the Prophet ﷺ was making Hajj when this verse was revealed, and it says, today, the disbelievers have despaired that they would overcome you, or they would take the better, or they would defeat you, or have authority or power over you. Your religion has become so strong, so spread, that you have gained your dominance and the power. Now that's a very good sign. The second thing, which is the most important wisdom that we are dealing with today, is that what Allah says, الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ. Today I have completed your religion for you and perfected my favor upon you. Now this is a treasure that we Muslims have, that our religion is complete and perfect. Then Allah says, and Allah is pleased with Islam being your way of life. Now the only thing that Allah is pleased, the only way of life Allah is pleased with is the religion of Al-Islam, the religion of submission. This is the only way that Allah accepts from mankind, from humans. So Allah has perfected His religion for us. And that's a treasure, that's a privilege that none were given before Islam, before Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this wisdom, that we should take it and be proud of it, that our religion is complete. We do not introduce new things to our religion. Innovations in the religion are forbidden and they lead to the hellfire. What we call bid'ah or innovation or an invented act of worship or act, we do not accept that, because Allah completed the religion for us. It's complete and perfect. Now, after this verse was revealed to Prophet Muhammad, 81 days after that, 81 days later, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam died and left this world. He left this world to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, it shows the importance of this verse and this wisdom, that it shows that the Islam has been complete, and at the end of the life of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah would give the most important injunctions, the most important advice, the most important instructions. So this instruction and this wisdom tells us that our religion is complete. We should be proud of that. And just to see the wisdom of the early generations, you know, when this verse was revealed, Umar ibn al-Khattab, may Allah be pleased with him, started crying and weeping. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, why do you weep? Allah is saying He has completed the religion for us. So why do you weep when this verse was revealed? He said, O Messenger of Allah, nothing reaches perfection and completion except that it will start to decrease. So I'm afraid in the future our religion will start to decrease. It doesn't mean the religion itself or the way of life itself, but it's the application of the people. And this is what Allah means. Allah has strengthened the Muslims and made Islam firm in the heart, so they reached the apex of Islam. This is why the generation of the companions was the best generation ever in Islam. There will come no rival or parallel to it. So this is why Umar started weeping. So Prophet Muhammad said, this is true. This is true, that when anything that reaches an apex will go down. Reach a max point, it will go, reaches the summit, will go down. So, and this is exactly what happened after Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The strength of Islam started to weaken as new people entered into Islam. They introduced new things to Islam, and the real Muslims started to be as strangers. Just like Prophet Muhammad said, إِنَّ الْإِسْلَامَ بَدَأَ غَرِيبًا وَسَيَعُودُ غَرِيبًا كَمَا بَدَأَ. Islam has started as strangers. So the Muslims were really strangers. Islam has started as a stranger, and the Muslims were strangers. But Allah gave it dominance, Allah gave it power, and people started to know it and recognize it and live by it. But later on, at the end of time, Islam will return as a stranger, and the believers will be as strangers. And this is exactly what Umar ibn al-Khattab understood from the verse. And this is what we are living in today. The real believers are like strangers. They are like the odd ones who stand out, but they are upon the truth. And we will try, inshallah, to benefit from these wisdoms, stand for our words, keep them. And there's another wisdom there that we should mention quickly, is that we always help each other to do what is good and don't help each other to do what is evil. And then we should be proud of being Muslims, that Allah granted us with a complete religion, complete way of life that is perfect, and He is pleased with it. So this gives us peace of the heart and makes us pleased and content and strong. Now, inshallah, we'll try to benefit from this, see our lives in the light of this wisdom which is taken from the Quran. And until we meet next time, I leave you in peace. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Love.